you need to utilize. Okay, now this year it's the Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl are the semifinal games. Okay, if you go to 12, you can utilize the Rose Bowl every year in some form. You can utilize the Cotton Bowl every year in some form. The Fiesta Bowl every year in some form. The Peach Bowl, the Orange Bowl. Every year you can do this. Okay, in a march to get there. Every year. And there just would be more interest than ever. And suddenly, when you're hitting the stretch run, now it's a fight for seeding. It's a fight for a bye. It's a fight to get in. There'd be more games become relevant. Auburn plays Alabama. Okay, Alabama right now is would be a 3 seed. What if Auburn wins? Now Alabama has to play the first round. Becomes a tougher road. And not only that, I think it changes the recruiting landscape. In the NFL, we're going to have the draft next week, and we'll have some draft shows next week. And I mean, you know, we'll try to. I mean, I'll slip in a question or two about the Eagles because I don't want to depress the passengers too much. We're smarter than you. We picked Jalen Reagor. The Vikings are going. They did what? What? They did what? But, I mean, the Vikings couldn't run the Jefferson card to the table fast enough. Hey, over here. Oh, we'll never get Jeffrey. Oh, maybe we will. Second round. Well, what are they going to do? What? They picked Jalen Hurt? What? This is your team, man.
Yeah.
But in the pros, if you have the worst record in this particular year, it's Jacksonville. You get an opportunity at Trevor Lawrence. In college football, you have the worst record. You have pretty good odds of getting one of the worst recruiting classes. You have the best record. You have really good odds of getting one of the better classes. College football is 180 of the NFL in terms of the ability to spread the wealth because of perception. Well, now if you have 12 teams in, and some teams are getting themselves in on a regular basis, the whole thing, now, you know, if you could show recruits that you've got an avenue to the promised land, I think it means a lot, and I think it spreads the wealth out more. It has the potential to spread the wealth out more. How about that?